Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Proverbs 24:3-4. Bishop Patrick Bruce is a seasoned minister of the gospel, bringing decades of experience in pastoral and administrative leadership. He is a man of great wisdom, humility, and faith. He is the senior pastor of Grace Cathedral, a thriving community church under the Dag Heward Mills Ministry, located in Apramasi in Kumasi, Ghana. Now, let's hear him.
God bless you. You may be seated. Tonight is just a short night.
I began a couple of weeks ago trying to show you something very important about hope and faith. 1 Corinthians 13. 13:13. 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity or love. It's a very well-known scripture. Hope so. Yeah, that's what we all know. But what is also not said is that the other two are equally important. We all know how important love is. We all know that love is God. Love is important. And we all know that without faith you cannot see God. You know? So we have a good idea, most Christians, of love and faith. But hope has been left behind. Hope has been overlooked and made to be almost like, I think I said like a second-hand faith. Yeah. When your faith is weak, then you have hope. When you cannot say, I believe, and say, I hope. Like, I believe is like, yeah, you have faith. You're a man of faith. I believe. When you're not sure, I believe I'll get a car tomorrow. No, I hope I'll get a car tomorrow. You have watered down the faith. So hope becomes weak faith. Isn't that what you were thinking? Yeah, hope becomes weak faith. And hope becomes like when you cannot believe and you are doubting, then okay. To escape, say, I don't believe, say, I hope. If they ask you, do you believe, say, I hope? Then you have escaped. At this evening, I want to draw a big distinction between these two. I began last week, but I just want to recap and add a little bit more. Amen. So I will begin by trying to distinguish between the two so that you are forever clear. You will never be in doubt again. When you say, I hope, you say it well. You say, I hope apologetically, as if, oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't believe. So I hope I will come in. No. You hope well. Is that a good thing to say? You hope confidently. Yeah, I hope. Ah, you say you don't believe. No. I hope. Ah, you don't have faith. No, it's not faith. I talk about hope. Then I say faith. You don't have love. Ah, then I say faith. I say love. How can you compare faith and love? So in the same manner, we are trying to draw a distinction between hope and faith. Amen. So I will give you some comparisons. Number one, hope is what you expect. You follow me for now, and then it become clearer as you go on. Because sometimes it's like, aren't you describing faith? No. You just follow for now. It become clearer. Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So what you are hoping for. So hope is what you expect, what you are looking forward to. Okay? But faith, Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So faith is, the first distinction is, faith is substance, evidence. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's not clear. I know, don't worry. It will become clear as we go along. So faith is the substance and the evidence, and hope is what you are looking forward to. Let me go further this evening. After this one, it will be clear. So hope is what you are looking forward to. Hope is what you are looking forward to. Hope is to have a good, a high expectation of a good outcome of whatever it is. That's hope. I have a high expectation that it will be well with me. I will write the exam and I will pass. That's hope. It's a good expectation of the future. Amen. Whereas faith is the present. Faith is the present. So faith is what prophet told us. Faith is obedience. Faith is obedience. So faith is to obey what you are told or what you hear. That's faith. So when you hear, when you receive an instruction, it is a sign of your faith that you do it. Are you getting the difference now? Faith is, so hope is looking into the future that something good will come out of the future. Whereas faith is the current, and the expression of faith is obedience. That's the expression of faith, is obedience. So faith is to do what you have been told to do. I know you are very quiet. No problem. Let's go on. So, this will make it clearer. Hope is what makes you think that the end will be good. That's hope. Hope is what makes you think that the end, it makes you confident that the end will be good. Is that clear? Now listen to this. Faith doesn't know good or bad. It just obeys. Faith does not deal with good or bad. Faith is dealing with obedience. That is why it's in Hebrews 11. It says that there were those who had faith, but still didn't get the promise. They had faith, and their ending wasn't good. Let's go and look at it. Hebrews 11, verse 13. These all died in faith, but not receiving the promise. They had the faith, but not receiving the promise, but seeing them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and come to verse 33, who through faith subdued kingdoms, through faith wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Many faith acts. Are you with me? Verse 35. Women received the dead back to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And look at verse 36. Others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskin, of whom the world was not worthy. Verse 39, and these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. So the big distinction is that faith has no guarantee of a good outcome. Faith has no guarantee. Faith only requires your obedience.
do. That's why the three Hebrew boys, when they went to the king said, oh, king, we are not careful to answer this matter. Because we may be saved, or we will not be saved, but we'll not bow here. We'll not bow. So they were hoping for a good outcome, but by faith, they were willing to not bow now. I get the difference. So that faith is your expression of faith is that you are willing to do whatever you hear now. And your expression of hope is tomorrow will be a better day. That's the expression of hope. Hope is tomorrow. Today is not. Today can be what it is. Today can be good or bad or left or right. It doesn't matter. Today is what it is. But hope is tomorrow will be a better day. Amen. Whereas faith doesn't care about tomorrow. Faith is, if I perish, I perish. Where is tomorrow when I perish? Yet though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. There's no good outcome. Oh, you're not getting. There's no good outcome in that. No. There's no. Faith has no guarantee of a good outcome. Faith is simply do what I say. That's why Jesus said, not my will, but your will be done. My will is, let's stop this thing here. Let me go home. That's my will. This road is not a good road at all. It will not end well. That's my will. But faith is, let's do it. Let's do it. Amen. So, First Thessalonians 5:8. But let us who are of the day sober, putting on the breastplate of faith, covering their hearts and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. So hope is primarily a way of thinking. It's a way of thinking. So when you are a hopeful person, you are, they will say, an optimist, it will always end well. When you are a person of great hope, I mean, oh, we are going to run the race, oh, we'll win. Ghana is going to World Cup, oh, we'll qualify. Ghana is playing Germany, we'll win. What are you saying? After Austria, you think we will win? Oh yes, we will win. You have a that is your faith, your hope. I have a very very optimistic outcome. Hope is a way of thinking, and that way of thinking, it will guide you. It will guide you in this life. It will give you a direction where to go. Are you with me? Whereas faith is of the heart. Faith is of the heart. Romans 10. You confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. Faith is of the heart. So faith is taking one step at a time. And hope is where you are going. I'm trying to draw the distinction between the two so that you not be confused. Amen. Are you with me? So, let me show you then what happens. Faith and hope often go together. They often go together. It's because as you are obeying, you are hoping, or you are believing it will end well. Yeah, you get, that's the difference. So, when you take the one step today and the other step the next day, you are hoping that it will end well. So many times we are operating in the two at the same time. Amen. We are operating the two at the same time. So hope is, you know, faith, a man of faith doesn't really care how it ends. Let's just do it. That's what Thomas said. Let's go with him and we all die together. That's not a man of hope. Man of hope doesn't want to die. He wants to live long and prosper. But a man of faith doesn't really mind very much what happens. Amen. Are you getting that to the distinction? You are. Okay. So, I want to give you
three things that will help you. Number one, Job 5:15.
I'm just laying a foundation for us to think in a certain way.
Job 5:15. And he saved the poor from the sword and their mouth, from their mouth and from the hand of the mighty. So the poor have hope, and iniquity doth stoppeth her mouth. Amen.
So, number one, hope. Even the poor have hope. It means that you can always have hope. You must always have hope. Okay? If you are a believer, faith, hope, and charity, all these three things, you must always have hope. You must do not, you know, sometimes somebody will say, oh, let's be realistic. Let's be practical. Tell somebody, what does that mean? Let's be practical. Let's be realistic. It's the same as saying, put the Bible aside. And let's use facts. Let's use laws of gravity, physical laws. Let's use those laws to guide us now. Charlie, put the Bible aside. All those theoretical things. It's the time to put it aside. And let us now use what we can see. The economy, the dollar exchange rate, the CD exchange. Let's use those two. Is that a way of talking? Is that a way of talking? No. So, in effect, what I'm saying is that we will no longer be practical. I don't know whether you are happy with what I'm preaching this evening. Yeah. We will not be practical again. Because to be practical is what? Yes. What does that do? Put faith aside. And when you put faith aside, what does that, what happens next? You don't take any step. The two are interwoven. When we say that, put the Bible aside, let's be practical. Let's look at things and be realistic. Charlie, you have only 10 CDs. What are you going to do with it? I mean, how can you feed everybody with 10 CDs? Charlie, that's what Philip said. How can we feed so many with 5 loaves and 2 bread? Jesus, be practical. It's not really going to help. Let's rather send them away, which is the practical solution to this real problem. Send them away to everybody, go to your house and manage. Yes, and then we are free. As simple as that. That's a practical solution. You know? Yeah. But that is not it. So a man of, you see, and that is only when you have nothing to fall back on. So I want us to today, if you walk in hope, they may call you unrealistic. You don't understand. They will call you and they will say you are what word did they say? You are not being practical. You are not thinking the thing through. It's called wishful thinking. You are just thinking and hoping that it to be. We are hoping. We are looking forward to a very good. We have an expectation of a very good end. Amen. So even if you have nothing, you must still have hope. You must still have hope. You must have, when you have nothing else, hope there, you must have it. Yeah. And hope is not based on anything in your hand. So they ask you, why are you hoping for this thing? In a way, you are free to hope. I'll come to that later on. You are free to. Somebody said, "Is my mouth be gone? Can I? Am I tied down by what I say? I can say whatever I like. Can I not?" So in a way, yes. And that's why you are free to hope. Say whatever you like. Amen. Say whatever you like. And then what? And then by faith, take a step. A step where? In the direction you have said. Oh, you don't understand. You're not getting the distinction. Yeah, so when you say that, Kale, I am going to America. As you are sitting here, you are going to America. For the way. I mean, you are sitting here saying you are going to America. So it's a hope. Okay, no problem. It's a hope. Now, by faith, take a step. Go and get a passport. Go and apply for a visa. Go. Now, by faith, take a step. And so hope without faith is not going anywhere. And faith without hope is walking around in circles. It's not going anywhere. I hope you are getting it. So as for hope, you must have hope. Amen. Oh, your email is not good. Amen. You must have hope. Even when you have nothing, the poor have hope. Even when you have nothing, you must have hope. Hallelujah. Now listen to this. Psalm 33 and verse 17. A horse is a vain hope for safety. It will not deliver by its great strength. Amen. What this scripture tells us is hope in the wrong things does not work. Hoping in something that is not. So that this is where faith comes in. Hoping in the horse. This is the modern English version. Hoping in a horse. A horse is supposed to be faster and stronger than a man. And if you're in trouble, a horse will definitely take you out of trouble. And it will take you home faster than running home. So a horse is supposed to be a better security. But it says that a horse is a vain thing. So it's like education or trusting in your... Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11. Trusting in things. Many people, your hope is based on something. So your hope in going to America is not based on anything, but because you have an uncle in America, you are thinking he will bring you. And your hope is based on a man. Are you getting the thing? Your hope is based on a man, or you are hoping to enter university because your uncle is the vice chancellor, or you have somebody. Those hopes, they can disappoint you. They can disappoint you easily. So, hope in a wrong thing does not work. So, what do you hope? Hope in God. Hope in God. Amen. I hope you are listening. Hope in God. That is what will take you out of every trouble. And that is where, like I said, faith and hope work together. Amen. So, this one is a very important one. 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 33. What in English? And while he was yet speaking, the messenger came down to him. And then the king said, "This calamity," that's the siege of Samaria, "is from the Lord. Why should I hope in the Lord any longer?" So this next one is, if for some reason you think your trouble is from God, you have no hope. If for some reason you think that God has left me, God has abandoned me, or God is the one caused, if for some reason you have attributed a negative thing to God, okay, you can no longer hope in God because he is the one doing you the bad thing. I hope you are getting the difference. So when you think it is the Lord who is against you, what are you going to hope for? You will not have hope again. In short, in effect, what I'm saying is that God will not do you evil. I hope you're not. Yeah, God will not do you evil. God is not capable of doing you evil. He will not. So you must be, if ever you are in a place where you are thinking that, Charlie, God has left me, or God, I'm on my own, or God didn't save me, God didn't talk, God didn't deliver me, God didn't. When you have that thought, who are you going to pray to? Who are you going to pray to? Who are you going to cry to any longer? Amen. So, hoping in thinking that God is the one who is on against you, or who is the cause of your issue, you will not hope again any longer. Amen. So, number four, the fourth one, if you have been counting. Psalm 33, verse 20. If you have hope, you can wait. We wait in hope for the Lord. NIV. We wait in hope for the Lord. If you have hope, if you have, you know, so again, let me draw a distinction here, because you have what is wishful thinking, just thinking thoughts, then you have hope. If what you have, and hope is based on something that God is involved in this thing, if you have hope, you wait. That is a sign of your hope. Are you hearing something? Yeah, not at all looking hopeful. But if you have hope, you wait. You wait. Because that is what Abraham did, hoping against hope. That is how he waited 25 years for a promise. And you think that, why didn't he give up? Because he hoped. He wanted a child. And God said, I will give you a child. So he believed it. Now he was looking forward to that child, hoping that that thing will come to pass. And so every day, he took one step, every day, just walking. Once, a couple of times, when he was, when you read, I think one of these non-biblical books, what prophet was reading from them, I think the book of Enoch or something, it says that Abraham was tested many times. Abraham was tested many times in the matter of the child, matter of Ishmael, matter of circumcision. And so you see, but he held on to his hope. He failed a few, he failed in the matter of Hagar. I think one of them, God is trying, the matter of Hagar, he failed. But he held on to his hope. And that's why God counted as righteousness. So when you have hope, you will wait. Amen. You hold on, you just keep waiting. You wait. You just be there. You won't be discouraged. Hallelujah. Where there's no hope, even like Abraham, when like there's no sign of anything, you know, practically speaking, where there's no hope, there is hope. I mean, there's the hope. You can wait, we will wait. Even when all the evidence, even when everything is pointing against you, everything is saying that there's no point. Hope is a way of thinking that is looking forward to the future, that the future will be bright. Amen. That's hope. It's a way of thinking. It is a conviction in your mind that it shall be well. No matter what's happening, it shall be well. And faith is, I am obeying the word I heard, and I'm doing something today. How it will turn out, faith doesn't know, and faith doesn't care. Faith doesn't know how it will end, and doesn't care. Because if it doesn't end badly, and so what? If I die, I die. But our hope is I won't die. I will live long and prosper. Hallelujah. The two are different. And so, number one, this You must have great hope. You must have. I don't have time this evening to talk about where hope comes from. But hope comes from. It is. Jeremiah 29. It is what you expect. It is what you look forward to for yourself. So whatever you want for yourself, what does the Bible say? Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. So whatever you want for yourself, that is your hope. Hope deep, firmly. Hold on to that thing firmly. And then every day, take a step in that direction. So if you are thinking of something and you have a great hope, and I believe that thing will work, no problem. So now, today, by faith, what are you doing? What are you doing today? Faith. I mean, and then hope. Once today comes, hope is no longer applicable, because what is seen is not hoped for. So once hope materializes, it is over. Hope is always in the future. It's always something you are looking to, and you are believing that it is it's always a good thing. It's by its nature, hope is positive. It's always a good thing that will end well. Amen. You see, when you don't have hope, what happens is your hand becomes weak, because you don't know how it will end. When you don't have hope, and faith is obedience, what are you obeying? What are you obeying? So it makes your faith, in a way, directionless. It makes your faith, you have faith, but it is not. You may have faith in something, but what you are believing for yourself, there's nothing you're believing for yourself. Where are you going? What steps are you taking? So in a way, without hope, faith becomes directionless. So you need the hope for the expected end to make you walk day by day. Hallelujah. Are you listening? So I want us to pray. Just a short prayer. 5 minutes. Amen. And I believe all of us have a hope of something. Or I believe all of us have a hope of something. I have a list of hopes. I believe all of us have a hope. So I want you to pray this evening that this hope, and by my hope, what I have as a hope, I don't know. Let me share mine. What I have as a hope is in my heart. And it's not something I'll say that my hope, you know, as a believer, are you listening to me? As a believer, as a Christian, you live your life in a certain way. You have certain things. So you must have a hope. Have a hope. Okay. And that hope, it is faith that would help you accomplish that hope. That hope that I have, it will come to pass. Amen. I want you to pray for yourself. You see, sometimes we have hope and we don't know that it works with faith. And we are just trying to not able to understand exactly what it's doing for us. But let's pray tonight. This is a short prayer. Lord, what I hope for, let it come to pass. Amen. However long it takes, let me still be here when it comes. Amen. Amen. However long it takes, let me still be here. Let me still be like Abraham. I'm still waiting. I will not be gone when their hope comes. Or when the prayer is answered, I'm not here. I've gone. No, I will be here. It is answered. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with someone who might also need to hear it. The Bible says, "The Lord gave the word, and great was the company that published it." To share a testimony or to request prayer, send us a message on WhatsApp to +2 332 059 11275. God bless you.